Hello, everybody. Welcome to week 4 of Ladies Night, the podcast for moms. And we are too excited to be here and to have reached our first milestone, a month of recording and a month of us being together.
Woo-hoo. I love y'all.
I know, right? And I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And please hit us up and let us know what topics and, you know, stuff like that you want us to cover in the future, what you thought about the episode so far. Because we are always looking for more topics and we have lots of stuff to talk about, and I'm sure we have lots of input on whatever your topics are. So do that. Follow us on Instagram, Ladies Night. Follow us on Facebook and like our page, Ladies Night, a podcast for moms. We just posted our bios. So get to know us a little bit, read up on us and read our bios, and, you know, be nosy, get in our business, I guess, because that's what people do on social networks.
To know us as we get to know each other, because I don't know if y'all know, but we just met each other like a month ago through an app, and things been going good ever since. I love when black women get together and make some stuff shake, so
I know, right? Black girl magic on that ass. But yeah, definitely, like Janika said, we just met, and I think it's wonderful because my noisy child is in the background, and sometimes I need a break from her noisy ass. So it's nice to have friends that come over and will, you know, do a little mild turn up, mild kid friendly, mom friendly turn up sometimes, even when the kids are involved. So this week, we're going to be talking about a few things, body positivity, you know, different things that have been going on with us, and, you know, just whatever else happens as we drink this wine.
Okay, glass number 2 for Miss Nika.
Right, this is glass number 2 for me as well. Might be number 3, but I ain't gonna say I forgot.
Right.
So, what did you guys do this past week? Tell us about your weeks, what you did, what went right, what went wrong.
Let's see. You can start off, Miss Lex.
Well, let's see. Past week, well, Margo said my grandma's back at home in Richmond. We, like I said, we made it through last week. Her eye's doing good. The kids get out of school tomorrow. Hallelujah.
Except for the parents are probably thinking, Lord, help me.
Yes. I know that I feel bad for the parents, but I'm like, oh, Lord, these kids are out of school. Now, granted, I still work with them over the summer. But I think it'll be a lot easier just because the kids won't be confined by school. You know, they on edge. They done had heli fights break out. Y'all remember when it was like getting close to the last day of school?
Right.
And airing out. Everybody just fighting all. Every time you look around, somebody fighting here. Someone fighting there. I'm ready to see who the big fight going to be tomorrow. Because, you know, the biggest fight is always on the last day of school.
Oh, Lord.
And the kids in my school, they don't play no games. So, I'm ready to see who's going to be the big fight. And if I can find out the tea, I'll report back next week. Because my kids do be telling me the tea. And I'll be like, oh, really?
Right.
Lord knows I'm going to pray over Terrence when he gets to middle school. Because, goodness gracious.
Girl, watch fight and pray.
Yes, because, right. Ooh, these kids is grown. So, yes, they're out of school. I go on vacation a week as of tomorrow. I go to Las Vegas. I am so excited. I've been shopping, been trying to make sure I got my outfits together. I still gotta get me some luggage and some sandals and maybe a couple more pairs of like heel shoes. You know, on vacation, just want to make sure you got everything together, because I just don't want to go to like, dang, I didn't have a shoe for this outfit. I gotta make sure everything is coordinated.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm going from the 1st through the 5th, and I'm just looking forward to this nice break. I haven't had a long vacation in at least about like 3 years, basically.
What's the occasion for the trip?
Well, my friend's sister, it is her 1 year wedding anniversary. They'll be 1 year on the 4th. Nice. And they're a fun couple. Like, they're our age and everything. And instead of they're like, we don't want to do a traditional getaway for the 1 year. They was like, let's just do a big trip to Vegas. They didn't do a bachelor and bachelorette party. So it's like, we might as well just
turn up together.
Yeah, let's everybody turn up together. So it's like 10 to 13 of us going. Like,
that's gonna be fun.
I know. I was like, there's a couple of our couples going. Some of us were single girls going. One of my friends, her and her boyfriend are going. His friends is coming too. So it's sure to be a really good time. We're going to do the pool party. We're going to hit the casino. Let's hope I bring me back some money, y'all. I'm trying to bring me some money. On the blackjack. Look, if I bring me a little something, everybody going to give folks a little piece, a little change, a little cheese. Before I pay these bills, some more bills first. I just gotta pay some more bills. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But so yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like I'm wondering if I'm gonna get the you know, the mommy blues for the first time being away from the baby. So, like, we've done weekends, but this is my first time going to be away from Terrence.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
So, I'm hoping I do okay. I hope that I don't, you know, miss him too much to where I get there and I'm like, okay, I miss my child. I want my child now. I'm really going to try to focus on having fun and relaxing and, you know, just taking some real time for me.
And you will. I went to Atlanta when Malik was like 4 months old and I had so much fun. I remember I was in the club looking at his pictures. But every time after that, I've never gotten the mom blues. I guess just because I have them so much by myself for such long periods of time that when I'm gone, I'm like, what, I got kids? What are you talking about? But it'd be fun. I had a good week. I just got back from Miami. Turning up, looking good. And the sun had on my bikini.
Brother, she got this nice golden sun-kissed tan in here. You know.
DMs was popping.
Okay,
while
booty
I was there.
On duty.
Yeah, yes, she
was on fleek.
Y'all, she had on. I said, okay, Miss Tika. She said, show some that you like stretch marks. And she showed them. Yeah. I said, yes,
stretch marks, dimples, two back rolls.
We couldn't tell at all. Her angles was on fleek.
Okay, you got to know your angles.
Who's looking at all that when the booty is like
exactly
attention?
Exactly.
Smart wear.
Yeah. But I didn't see it. They'd be like, I was too mesmerized by the booty. Just
But I was having fun at first. I mean, I had fun the whole trip. But I was looking at my pictures. I was a little nervous because you know you want to get that good angle. But then I was like, girl, you look good. Can't worry.
There you go.
You lose 60 pounds after you get
That's a round of applause right there.
So now I'm back, and I'm back at work, and I've been rolling out the bed every day since I got back. Just rolling out the bed. Ain't done nothing to my hair. Spray a little water on it. Hit it with the brush. And go on about my way to work. But it's been good. Oh, and I got approved for a house today. So woo-hoo! I'm really excited about that. That was nice to come back from my trip and have some good news waiting for me. And so I'm excited. It's a good day for me. That's why I'm on glass number 3 of my wine.
There you go.
I know that's right. So what did I do this past week? I think I worked, and that was pretty much it. And looked forward to ladies' night. And I really got to clean my house, which I guess isn't a big deal, but when you work as much as I do, it's just like you come in, take a shower, go to sleep, wake up and leave the next day. So it was nice to be able to sit at home in a clean house. But I'm very jealous of you guys coming back from vacation and going on vacation next week. I'm just like, damn. This must be vacation season, but I've actually never been on vacation in my life, at least not anything that I would call a vacation. We have family reunions every year, so that was kind of our family vacation as a kid, but my goal this year is to really be on somebody's beach before the year is over. When I first graduated from college, I said, you know, I don't really want to do anything. I've never been to a beach, so I want to just work until I can go to a beach. Mm-hmm. And then I got pregnant with Hunter. Like, if I got my diploma in the mail, or graduation certificate. I don't know if it's called a diploma when it's for college. But I got that in the mail, and then 2 weeks later, I was having Hunter. So that ended that little dream. So hopefully this year I can be on somebody's beach before the year is over. You know what I mean? If I'm sowing my seeds now, hopefully I'll reap something good. Yeah, so that was my week, and that's my spiel about going on vacation. Anybody else have anything good going on this week or that they forgot, want to throw in?
No, I might think of it as the night goes on.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? We'll see what happens.
I'm just counting down, y'all. Just counting down.
So, one of the other things that happened, I guess it was last week because it's only Wednesday, was the drop of the male rompers, or romp hems, as folks are calling them as well, which was super funny. But you know what? When I first saw them, I was like...
The memes were hilarious.
The memes were probably the funniest part about it. But when I first saw them, I really did think, okay, this is not okay. Because I saw the picture of, like, the white guys wearing them, and they were, like, plaid and stripes. Yeah. But once I saw some of the other ones that were, like, jeans and stuff, I was like, these could actually be kind of cute. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's just, I've seen some memes of some fine African-American specimens.
Once I saw the jeans, I was like, okay.
Theirs weren't even jeans. They had little floral patterns and everything. I think it's all about camo, your swag. You know, you got to own it. You have to own what you have on. But then they were talking about how, like, men were doing that years ago, and they had a picture of T.I. and Gene in one of his videos, and you know, the UPS workers, and Baby Terrence got on one right now.
This is a onesie.
It's a baby romping. She tripping.
Right. Swag since day one.
How would y'all feel if you had a man take you on a date and he wore one?
You know what? It'd have to be, his swag would have to be on point. Like, damn near swag better than mine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just because I'm thinking about the guys that I've gone on dates with recently, and I can't see any of them pulling it off.
Neither can I.
You know what I mean?
At all.
I could. I have been on some dates with some handsome men, and they are very fashionable. I think they can pull it off. I want to see a man in some with some Tims in the wintertime.
I was thinking that, too. Some Tims. That would be everything. I was thinking the sexy UPS man. I did post that on Facebook. Like, it's all fun and games about the rompers. So he shows up looking like a sexy UPS man. And
girl.
It's just like, it's a movie after that. Because, you know, you came to deliver that package.
But can you think about him trying to take it off when you're getting ready to pop that thing?
You are going to have to undress him as opposed to him undressing you.
I just feel like it'd be so... Like, I feel like... Okay, like I said, I don't want to sound like stereotypical. Like, oh, that's a girl's clothing. But at the same time, I just feel like that just does not seem comfortable. Or at least, I don't know. I'd be worried about, okay, are they jewels constricted? Like, is it going to be too tight?
I said down there?
And then if it's like a muscular man, it's going to look like it's too small on you. And it's just like,
That was my concern too until I started seeing the pictures. And it was like, okay, they are more loose fitted than ours. So that's why I don't wear my romper sometimes, because it's just like, if it's a sleeveless one or a topless one, then I got to be pulling it up because my breasts are kind of big. And then it's like, it gets all tight on my coochie because I've been pulling it up all day and all night, you know? But the guys are pretty loose, and some of them, you can actually, they got a nice little imprint in them.
Yeah.
You know, like a gray sweatpants type situation. I'm just saying.
And I mean, I was, because you know, I have a large rear, so it's hard for me to find a romper that fits me comfortably, that doesn't, my booty don't pull it down.
Right.
Because it's just, they're not made for everybody. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Men might have the same situation because they have different body types, and they might have a longer upper torso or a shorter upper torso.
And then men's bodies, we don't really see them like we see women's, because their clothes aren't as fitted. So we could be like, dang, that's what you look like?
Yeah.
That's what your shape is like? Yeah. You know?
I like me a nice triangular upper body, you know, with the broad shoulders and the muscular arms. And so, I don't know.
See, I recently went on a date with a chubbier, I won't call him chubby, but he was a heftier guy. So it's just like, you know, they aren't for everybody.
Yeah,
and
just
I'm
like
okay with that. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally okay with that, you know?
Okay, this is so random, but speaking of rompers, I said something about T.I. And I was watching, what's that show called? Family Hustle? Mm-hmm. And him and Tiny were arguing, and y'all know they about to get a divorce.
Lord,
and
I'm
so
upset about that.
When he was arguing with her, he was using all these big words, and I told my sister, I said, you know what? They probably didn't even used to argue like that. He probably used to call her all kind of bitches and hoes.
I told your dumb ass.
Yeah. And now he's using all these big words. And that would make me mad for somebody to change their arguing style. Number one, you don't want to lose an argument to a man because they think they already think they know everything anyway. But for him to use these big words and not let me get a word in and try to make me feel like I'm stupid, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah,
because I'm sure he has changed over the years, because his vocabulary definitely has.
Right, I know, right? It seems that the precipitation of the situation,
he was like
I imagine T.I. being mad like he is at ATL. Like, hey, let's be clear. This is my daddy's house.
Exactly,
I've been running things since
about,
I was 15.
Right.
You just been getting over. Like, that's what I imagine.
That's exactly
I don't imagine
T.I.
getting all like, okay, let's sit down and discuss.
And that's how he was. He was like, when you're taking my words and you're twisting them and contorting them. Contorting? Boy, stop.
I mean, that's true. But at the same time, if you are with a man and, you know, when you guys start out, he's not the best communicator, but he does other things well. Would you be mad that he finally learned some good communication skills? Like, is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. I feel like he kind of switched it up on her.
I'm saying, which I didn't see the argument, so it's hard for me to tell.
I just feel like he kind of switched it up on her because, you know, she held him down. She waited for him while he was in jail.
Took care of his kids.
Just like on the show, he said, I was with you when you made your first $1 million, and you was with me when I made my first $1 million. And that made me cry to just, like, come up with somebody and y'all
honey, when she was
changing.
Escaped.
Honey. Yeah.
So why are they getting divorced?
Let me get
infidelity.
Infidelity.
What I heard.
Yeah.
Well,
let me get your tooth.
And I think this this ain't definitely ain't the first time, because I remember there was rumors going out that he was about to get divorced before, mm-hmm. but then they had like reconciled and was doing really good. And now I guess he still just couldn't do right. And Tiny said, I'm done. I don't need this. And which is so unfortunate, because they really were like one of my favorite hip hop families. Like, they dang near was basically like a fairy tale.
And with then, the blended families and everything. Right. Too. Like, they was doing the damn
they
thing.
Really was. They had their show. And it was like, you could tell it was really like family. Like, T.I.'s definitely, regardless, he's a family man. He loves his kids. Mm-hmm. And the way he used to just adore Tiny, it was like, oh my gosh, like, y'all are really so cute. Like, I'll never forget when, you know, what was the Paper Trail album? Before he went to jail. Mm-hmm. I think he got that stuff to one with the song I Got Your Back with him and Carrie Hilson. At the end of the video, Tiny pops up from behind his back and it's like hey boo. And I was like, y'all are too cute. Like,
we'll just come back to this.
But I don't know, it's weird to me how they're breaking up, but I did always look up to them as a couple, because they did always seem solid. I always remember the episode where T.I. had went to jail and how she rolled with him to go turn himself in. Mm-hmm. It was so emotional, you know, and they were crying and stuff, and I was just like, damn, what if my husband ever had to leave me for an amount of time? And
girl, I don't know.
What would I do?
Could you stay down?
Could I survive without the D? Which I know it's about more than that, but it's just like, when I'm laying alone.
They do conjugal visits.
Yeah, they for those who are married. That's true, too. Because I just be thinking, what about when I'm lonely at night and want to just cuddle, you know?
Yeah.
Stuff like that, when you just want somebody. But I don't, it's sad. I haven't seen any marriage yet.
I don't know if I could hold a man down while he was in jail. Everybody is not made for that.
Mm-mm, that's right. A lot.
Mm. Hopefully I wouldn't be involved with the man that was doing things that could get him to that jail. Point.
Yeah. If it was like something cool, like a setup or a frame, or, you know, they said like, oh, they mistook him for this person robbing the store, like, that kind of thing, I'm gonna stay down for you because I know the type of man you are. Like, we can appeal and appeal till we can't appeal no more.
Yeah,
but if you out here blatantly breaking the law, nah, bruh, I'm not the trap queen. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm definitely not a trap queen. But I feel like if you are with a guy and you knowingly know he's breaking these laws, you need to hold him down.
Yeah, because
you
didn't
try to say stop. I don't want to. You know what I mean? I don't want to lose you. I don't want you to lose your freedom, blah,
like
blah, blah.
Like Phaedra and Apollo. She definitely didn't hold him down when he was in jail. And that woman wrote that book about her.
Mm-hmm. I know. I saw the interview with the woman. I remember trying to read the book, too.
Right. I need to watch the interview.
Well, I was going to say, the first time, she knew he had a criminal past. Mm-hmm. I knew that.
But they were working together. Well, I don't know about the second case.
The second time around, from what I have gotten, I thought he went and did that. And Phaedra was unknowing.
I don't believe
nothing
she said. She knows.
I
don't.
She's lying. But then again, she lying. She out here calling Candy a rapist, so I don't know.
Right. She lied and said she wasn't pregnant when she first came on the show.
Yeah.
It's just like, girl, you've been lying since day one.
And then she was 6 months pregnant and then had the baby a little bit long. She's like, child, I don't know how far along I am. You know, you went to the doctor.
Just say it's none of your business if that's the case. Exactly. You don't have to tell anybody nothing.
Or you just don't want to admit that you got pregnant before you got engaged. Okay. Because, you know, our parents are pastors and they, you know, in the South, you know, a little more traditional, so it's like, okay, that's just okay, that's what you wanted, you didn't want a minute, okay, girl,
right? And it's be like that, so do you. But yeah, she's been a liar. But I had a friend who baby daddy was, you know, robbing or whatever to put whatever in their house, and then he went away, and it's just like, she's like, I don't really want to deal with him, I ain't gonna answer his calls because I don't want to talk to him. And I'm just like, you lived off of this man robbing other people. Mm-hmm. There is no way you should be turning your back on him. If you know what I mean? If you didn't want to deal with him.
Yeah, that is trifling. Because, like, you know, like, even for, and, I don't know who watches Power, but I do love Power, with Omari Hardwick and Naturi Houghton. You know, the whole storyline, they was married and she been riding with ghosts since before the club hop from heat and drug dealing and all that stuff. And even after he still cheated on her, if something came up, she was still, okay, what you need me to do? Because, you know, we got to protect the business. We got to protect the kids. Like, she was still his partner in a lot of ways.
And
so,
I don't like how he be doing her either.
I don't like it either. I'm Team Tasha.
I need to watch Power.
Ooh, the kids cutting up today, y'all.
They clowning. Mine is on 10. I'm just like, somebody come pick her up. Please. But I don't watch Power. I need to.
Yes, it's a good show. It's a really good show.
But I know, so my question about it is this. Because I know it's reversed in the show, but
if you were married to a guy, like, let's say your college sweetheart or whatever, or like a guy you met as an adult and you guys got married, and your high school sweetheart or your first love came back into the picture and said, hey, you know, I really do love you and I've been thinking about you all this time, which y'all know that's how it happened in Power because I ain't watched the show.
Yeah.
But if your first love came back, would you guys give him a chance or would you be like, I'm sorry, I'm already...
My first love is trash.
No. I don't even know that's a tune, but yeah, y'all get the point.
But I mean, Angela, she really has something going for herself. My first love does not and probably will not. I'm sorry. But... I don't know. I just really feel like Tasha held him down. And Angela, what is she? The U.S. attorney?
She is the, she worked for the DEA. Yeah. Or a district attorney or something like that.
No, like I would not be able to put my family in jeopardy like that. But that's just in that situation. But no, I would not go back to my first love. Especially if you are, like, they had some years in. Mm-hmm. Tasha had years in. They had three kids. You didn't do that.
She literally was like, she explained the story that when they was first started dating and stuff, they got pulled over. And, like, I think she took the initiative on hiding the pistol and covering up and stuff. And she said from then on, Ghost told her that's how he knew she was loyal. So it's just like, okay, Ghost, you recognize that that's who she is. And you married her and went and had three kids with her. I mean, regardless if you never thought Angela was coming back in your life or not, like, if you really ain't love her, then why put her through all that?
Yeah.
Like, you could have went and found another bitch.
And so, this is... I don't like how the show does Tasha because, okay, Tasha, she dresses a little... She got a little ghetto chic going on. You can tell Tasha is from the hood. And then you got Angela Valdez. She's not a white woman, but... She's fair skinned. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's educated. Mm-hmm. Tasha stopped going to school for, what's his name?
I think, didn't she get pregnant? I saw in the storyline at the time.
Yeah.
Because she has 2 years in accounting in, so she's smart. She's educated.
But whatever it is, she didn't finish going to school. She let Ghost do his thing. You know, mm-hmm. she supported him. She was like, of course, she knew that's where the money was going to be coming from. And mm-hmm. so she held him down. But I just don't like that portrayal that Tasha is like she's from the hood and she doesn't have an education mm-hmm. and he's falling for the fair skinned woman that's pretty and has the education. Like, I just hate that.
But it's like a dichotomy.
Yeah.
But could mess up his whole operation, which in the last most recent season she kinda had. I'm not gonna spoil it for Lauren, but you gotta watch it, girl. You just gotta watch it.
Yeah. I'm in seasons behind now,
from the beginning.
But I think a lot of movies, shows, whatever, portray that dichotomy of like one being light, you know, and the golden child or golden person, and one being dark. And it's not always like that. Sometimes it's good, but generally it is that way.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I noticed, like, I don't know if anybody seen the movie. It was kind of, it was a low budget. But she was in the movie Lottery Ticket with Bow Wow mm-hmm. and Brent T. Jackson. It was kind of like the same thing because Tia Marie was in that too. When she was a little smaller.
A little smaller.
She was a little smaller.
Body positivity.
But she was a little smaller. But yeah, like same thing. Like she was the homegirl that was like best friends with Bow Wow and Brent T. Jackson. And basically, Bow Wow did not. Like, he knew he had feelings for her, but she was always just the friend. But he kept looking at, like, Tierra and Marie and the quote-unquote, like, pretty fair-skinned, light-skinned girls that's considered to be the baddest bees in the neighborhood and wasn't even looking her way. And all homegirl wanted to do was trap him and get pregnant when she found out she had that lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame her when she went off. She's like, no, Cal, why now? Why now? Because you wasn't checking for me before.
Ooh, oh my God. So, y'all, we are back. We had to get these kids under control because y'all know they be clowning. But we were just talking about, you know, if our first love came back into our life, would we trade them in for our current love? Everybody's saying no. And I don't think I would either, just because my first love was just that, and we are done. We finished. We, you know, completed for a reason. And, yeah. And Hunter says she wouldn't want him to be her stepdaddy anyway, so...
There you go.
Forget him.
I say, yeah, my first love... we were friends first and then got involved, but we didn't even officially get in a relationship till, like, 6 years later. six or seven, but yeah, so whoever, it's a long time. But yeah, we just, no, like, he's a good person and everything,
But we just, I feel like we're into, he's still trying to work and get himself together. Not just like figure out what he wants to do in life, but just like maturity wise in general. Like even today, we're still friends because we know each other for like ever. But like there's things I see that he does that I'm just like, why? Why are we still doing that? Mm. And you older than me. Like, why are we still posting these memes?
Okay, because.
Why is your Instagram full of sex? Like, I see your child, sex, niggas and bitches, sex, your child, niggas and bitches, sex, niggas and bitches, your child, your child, your child, your child. Niggas and bitches, sex. So I was like, no, why are we?
Gosh. My first
like, why
love,
are we doing this?
My first love has 4 kids now. Oh. He has been married and divorced. Ooh. He is in a situationship right now. Ooh. And let me tell you, once again, that nigga still got the nerve to ask me out on a date.
Terrence.
What's up, baby T?
He just had a nice bottle, and I think he sneezed and burped all at the same time.
And my child is now on timeout, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. He still asked me out on a date once a year, and he has a girlfriend, so I'm just like.
Who does this, your first love?
Yes. Woo. And he got 4 kids.
Woo, run like hell, girl.
Run like the wind, bullseye.
Okay, said it. So I think we should do play a little game real quick, just to keep it fun, and because I'm feeling a little toasted. We are gonna play marry, fuck, kill, which is a classic game. You know, you pick 3 people and you get to marry one, fuck one, and kill the other that you don't want nothing to do with. Either they ugly, they dick ain't good, they broke something. So let's see.
Let me get a refill before we start this. Can I need to try this blackberry wine.
I like the blackberry.
The blackberry is good, but it's very sweet. That's the only thing. I'm not big on sweet wines unless it's like a Moscato or a sweet red. Which I guess it is considered a red because it's a blackberry. But who made that one? Morgan Davis.
And we have Behringer Main and Vine Red Moscato, which was really good.
It was. We finished y'all that one. Rating so we can like, try this wine. I know, right? Try that wine.
Definitely try the Morgan Davis blackberry wine because if you like sweet, it's like a grape juice, but it's probably like a grown-up version of a grape juice.
And the Red Moscato, the Behringer, I hope I'm saying that right. It's like a dry wine, but it still has a little bit of sweetness to it. I don't really like dry wine, but I
oh my gosh,
that.
My life has been changed.
Mm-hmm. She's drinking the Morgan Davis blackberry.
See, I love sweets. I'm all about the fruity stuff, so this is probably why the Morgan Davis right up my alley.
She cutting up.
She is. She's mad, but you know what? It's okay. She's in her room. Her toys are in there, and she'll be okay. She knows when she's crossed the line. So anyway, you remember that cherry wine we had the first week?
Yeah.
I can't remember who made it. But this reminds me of that just because it's sweet, but it also has that grown-up taste.
Yes.
Because that cherry wine was bomb. I've been looking for it every week since then. I have not been able to find it.
It was like a cherry Moscato. It was Oliver.
That's who made it.
I remember it. See, this, I mean, and the bottle was beautiful.
I wish I would have saved the bottle.
The label was like a white, pretty beige, and the lettering.
Had vines and flowers on it.
It was real. It was real cute.
All right, that can drink no more wine. After this, don't y'all let me drink no more wine.
I'm for one more drink glass. Up. No, I'm just kidding. So, Mary Terrence Fuck said Kill. Drink up. Our first round of Mary Fuck Kill. Let's see, who do we have? Let's go with. Let's start with. Sorry, I'm looking at the list here. Miss Janika wrote out for us. Let's start with Future Drake and J. Cole. Mary Fuck Kill.
I'm definitely gonna marry J. Cole.
Mm.
Who is it? Drake and Future. I'm going to F Future. And I'm probably going to kill Drake.
Why, Drake?
Oh, my God.
You going to kill Drake? You going to kill Jimmy?
I'm going to kill Jimmy.
Right, he already been shot.
We already been shot in the wheelchair. Why you have
because
to kill Jimmy?
Because I know that J. Cole will be an excellent husband. He's smart. He's already married, so he's about that life. I just feel like Future would have good sex. He has a lot of kids, and he's very handsome. And
just don't get pregnant by him.
All right. But if I do, you know, there's a nice check. But I'm not that girl. Don't think that. Drake, he just doesn't do it for me. Like, there's nothing in me that says, oh, my God, there's Drake.
I love Drake. Man.
Like, he can sing, but I don't know. Drake just does. I don't think I'm not. light-skinned men are not my type.
They're not mine either, but something about Drake and his music and the way he describes women, it's just like, babe, you're looking for me.
I have loved Drake since he was Jimmy, okay. Not even wheelchair Jimmy, when he had the curls Jimmy back on the grass in
him. Right. Oh my God, I used to love that grass.
Me too. We got cable in my 8th grade year, and I was like, what is this show? This is so
I had digital cable and was watching the Noggin Channel every Friday night at 8 o'clock.
Whatever it takes.
Right. Well, maybe, I love me some.
Maybe
grass.
That need to be her last glass.
Right.
I know I can make it through.
I know.
Right, little Liberty.
If I hold out, if I do, I know I can make it through.
Y'all are so retarded.
Yeah. That was my jam.
Right. See the best that I can be. You are, I say to you.
Man, that was the shit. But yeah, I love Drake was so fun, and Jimmy was like the only black guy on the show, I think. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why he was attractive.
They had a couple other black guys, but they just wasn't as fine as they had like short roles. They didn't last very long. But Jimmy was the main one. He was the main nigga.
So Lex, what about you? Marry, fuck, kill Future Drake.
I would have to kill Future.
Oh my gosh.
And fuck Drake and marry J. Cole. My reasoning is this.
I saw J. Cole in concert.
I also got to see Drake and Howard. Like, he came out of nowhere. but just J. Maybe. Cole's personality, like his spirit, his or just everything. He loved God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Like, I just love J. Cole. I thought he would just call me his beautiful African queen. And I feel that might get overkill sometimes. But for J. Cole, I thought he could do it in a way and lyrically switch it up every day. And I would just be like, I love you. Drake is just, I'm sorry. He fine. He done buffed up. He done got this beard, goatee, line.
He just don't do it for me. And he been keeping the views.
I said, Lord, you just. Mm-hmm. He just need to sing practice because you know I've been practicing for him. And I'll be good to go. Future, I mean, I guess Future just doesn't do it for me. Like, yes, I like to turn up the Future, but like, he don't do it for me. I mean, I don't know how Sierra did it. But baby, Future is adorable.
Sierra didn't do it. She didn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what? I beg to differ.
Baby, Future is adorable though. But yeah, Future just don't. He don't do it for me. Now I'll turn it to him in the club, but I ain't trying to. Mm-mm.
So for me, I feel like I'd be the odd man out because I would marry Drake. Fuck Future and kill J. Cole.
Damn!
Which I hate to say that because I love J. Cole and everything he stands for. But at the same time,
I'm shocked and appalled.
Drake is I love Drake.
I am dismayed.
Like, I'm a Drake stan to the fullest. And like, I feel like he wrote Fire and Desire for me and 305 is my city for me, even though I'm not a stripper. I just be feeling like he feels me in his music. And we could get together and be so smitten.
You sound like Issa Rae on Insecure. He just gets us.
I mean, he does just get me. We could be so smitten. I just feel like we could look into each other's eyes and laugh and talk all night over champagne. And you know, just... like his swag and his style, and I just like, I like corny guys normally. Not corny, but I like kind of like nerdy guys, and I feel like he's a nerdy rapper.
The Drake memes that they make are hilarious.
Exactly.
All the time.
And that's how I know he's my type, because it's just like, y'all call him soft, but that's what I like. And then I would fuck Future, obviously, because, I mean, I did have a little Future phase when he came out with Turn on the Lights, and I was
Turn
like,
on the lights.
That mixtape was everything.
Yes,
everything.
So I was just like, you know, this is my song, and Future's probably my man, and you looking for me, babe. And then J. Cole, I just feel like, even though he, like I said, I love his message, and I love who he is as a man outside of the celebrity, if you separate all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're just playing the game, he gonna be boring. Like, I'm gonna need somebody to turn up with me and to smack it from the back sometimes.
I can't listen to this blasphemy.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I don't need all that.
She said turn up and hit it from the back. She said hit it from the back.
I don't know why I said that.
I don't know what she
said. I got lost.
You don't know what he was doing.
Right. He probably wanted them strong silent ties.
Exactly.
But he's like, you gotta say, lady in the streets in the freaking sheets. That's gonna be you know, professional.
J. Cole probably the type to like stroke your hair and look in your eyes and you're so beautiful. And that's
smell on what you got from Bed Bath and Beyond.
I know. That's good sometimes. And maybe if we start out like that, but I still want like, you know, a little turn up.
You know what I mean? Alright, now this next, I'm J. Cole talking about I want to fuck you up the ass and check your neck. And y'all gonna be like,
who is this man? Who is this man? What?
But that's like, maybe I should give him a second chance.
So Trey Songz, Chris Brown, August Alsina. I'll go first on this one because this ain't hard for me.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill August Alsina because he has some bitch tendencies. So we don't really know if he's gay or not.
Oh my gosh,
girl, you know what? It is actually, this is harder than I thought because I looked at Trey Songz and Chris Brown. I'll probably fuck Chris Brown. Because he's a little volatile, a little unpredictable. I'll probably have you as a fuck buddy, but I don't want to be a girlfriend because if I ain't got time for you to be getting shitty at me and beating my ass, I'm too cute.
Or chasing me around.
Chris go to jail too much and he got a baby mama, which Trey might have kids. I don't know. I would marry Trey Songz.
Which is surprising.
I know. He's a smart man. He probably know how to wrap it up. But I'd marry Trey Songz just because I like his swag and he's like... To me, Trey Songz's music is an adult version of Chris Brown's music. Even though Chris Brown is now an adult, but Trey Songz is just like an older level. Like, she wanna fuck with a boss? You know what I mean? Type shit.
Yeah.
He's just like, okay, older gentleman. Yeah, I like you. So I'll marry Trey.
For me, I'm definitely gonna kill August. And I have a friend that loves him. But I'll be looking at his Instagram pictures like, what the hell is he doing with his hair?
Right. He's a little suspect.
And,
a little sus.
I am going to marry Trey. And I'm gonna pop it for Chris.
Pop it for Chris.
Chris is crazy and he can dance.
And he, Chris will put it down. Chris gonna have you like coming back like, hey, yo, Chris.
Yes. I went to the Sweetheart Tour when I was like 16 and he performed Take You Down.
Oh my God. He came here when I was like 16 and they was doing the grinding on the floor and stuff.
Feel like Trey can't dance. So I don't know how he would be in the
bedroom. But just because a guy can dance, I feel like don't mean.
But
have you been with a dancer before, or a guy that could dance?
My children's father, he can dance. He plays around a lot, but he really can't dance when he wants to.
Girl. All right, they do got two kids, so
back to back. We're gonna leave it at that.
So something was going.
Something was working.
Somebody was working a stroke.
Right, she said, we don't even need to go there.
Right. Please don't.
The proof is already in the pudding.
Clearly.
But you know, I always wonder about dancers because it just makes me, when I see guys that are dancers, it makes me like, is he going to be a guy that does too much in the bedroom?
Yeah.
You know, which I guess there's probably a fine line.
Because my first love could dance and he did too much in the bedroom.
Yeah,
like, it was,
like,
no.
Just trying to do too much.
Finding nice rhythm.
Too egotistical, you know. He was worried about performing and not pleasing.
I see how we said it at the same time. Pleasing.
Please, major key.
Okay.
I hope y'all taking notes.
Right. When you fall asleep tonight, I hope you hear pleasing. Fellas, I hope you hear that in your head.
Pleasing.
Y'all so stupid.
I would have to say, I gotta kill August. I mean, you know, he only had the two songs, so it's not like I fell in love with him.
Don't do August like that.
I mean, okay, my bad.
What were the two songs?
I love that shit and No Love with Nicki Minaj.
Well, I just want to see, but his song, my song about him was Ghetto. She comes from the ghetto.
August got two songs out now. One is called Wait, and the other one is called Drugs. Oh my gosh, those are good songs.
And Kissing on My Tattoos. August has nice music, but just him, the way he escorts his fans sometimes, I don't like that. He just seems kind of emotional.
Well, I have to
like Drake.
But Drake don't be spazzing on his fans and tell them, don't touch my t-shirt. I told y'all I wasn't taking no pictures. I told y'all I wasn't. You know what I mean? Drake is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's go.
On top of that, August just, he ain't never did it for me. I ain't looked at him and be like, oh my gosh, he's so fine.
Skinny, light skinned dude.
Yeah, he just ain't did it for me. Now, this really ain't no toughie. I had to fuck Chris because between Take You Down, Wet the Bed,
2012,
Sweet Love,
oh my God.
Even his new song, Privacy.
You know, I like
Discover.
The mixtape shit, No Bullshit.
Discover is my shit, No Bullshit.
Like a
yes.
Virgin Again. The features. Okay. What's the song he had? Make a Movie with Twist. I gotta see what he working with. You've been talking all this stuff. all this stuff. I gotta see what you working with. I got to. And then Trey, I had to marry just because Trey could give me both sides. He could probably give me the, I'm about to really, you know, put it down. But he could also give me the romantic side.
I told
as
you,
well.
He said she wanna fuck with a boss, so I took her on a cruise around the city. After he said that, I said, Trey, you're my type of guy. Let's go on a cruise.
And plus, Trey, I love me a crooning ass man. I've loved Trey since Gotta Go. Like, not even the very first, I Gotta Make It. The second song, Gotta Go. When he was like, I don't wanna leave.
With a nappy braid.
Yeah, and he's singing out to her in the street, and she up. I said, baby. Boy, you better croon for your life.
And you know what I like?
Croon.
When he said he gotta leave, he was talking about going to work.
Ain't that it?
Okay.
Ain't
that it?
Going to work. He's like, they calling me. He's
I
like,
told y'all, that's my husband.
He's like, well, he's like, when they call, I gotta go. But guess what? I'm coming right back home to you. That's why I'm marrying him right there. He come right back home to me every time. And if y'all saw the video clip of him on concert when he was showing how he be and he be
I would be
from the back and also be with his honey. That's all I need right there. I got the best of both worlds. I'll be alright.
Security, you had to pull me off of him if he pulled me up on stage at his concert. They be like, ma'am, it's over. It was just for the show.
I was whispering.
I don't care.
I was like, 765. Like, just remember this number. Go on, remember this number. You know you need to remember this number. Nice. Put it to memory.
Nope, I'll be taking it, Trey. Switch a little bit. Amber Rose, Blac Chyna, and Kim Kardashian.
I'm gonna kill Kim.
Yeah, I'm killing Kim.
Right off the bat, cause
killing Kim K.
They just taking black culture and they trying to make it seem like it was their idea.
Right, and taking black men and just ruining them.
Yeah,
Lamar Odom, Kanye West. Who's
girl,
next?
Ty? Kanye done lost his mind.
Girl, blonde hair and all.
I can't. And they family just got too many issues. Just too many.
Too many.
And you know what? I think I would marry Amber because I feel like she is a good woman.
You know what? I would too.
Her son of all the three is smart.
Of them, I would marry Amber.
Her and Wiz they have a good relationship, so mm-hmm. she got some sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And like, I just honestly, feel like she got a solid brain. She got the whole slut walk going on.
That's what I was going to say.
She's fun.
Yeah, she's fun. And I feel like she's real. And she just seems honest. You know what I mean? She doesn't try to play like, oh, I'm this innocent little wife. People just judge me because I'm a stripper, but I really wasn't. You know what I mean? She comes right out and says, shit.
Yeah.
If I want to fuck somebody, I fuck them. So what? That doesn't make me a slut. That makes me just like, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. I can respect a person's honesty
mm-hmm. and living in their truth
exactly over a person who lives a certain lifestyle but then tries to act like they're the victim or whatever.
I was so tickled when she tweeted and was like, Tiger's music is trash since he left China. But she was like, it was always trash, but now it's extra garbage.
Who said that? Amber Rose?
Yeah,
right. And she got her girls back.
And I guess I would get a little nasty with China. Did y'all see her in the Rich Sex video?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think I would. I never done girl on girl before, but
I might.
If I had to do someone in this group, it would be China.
Yeah, probably the same.
I mean, I know if I would go full out with y'all, I'm just, you know, I'm strictly dickly over here. But, I mean, China do got a fat ass. So, you gotta give it to her on the fat ass. She got a fat ass.
And that's why I gotta marry Amber, because she's very natural looking.
Mm-hmm. Right, shaved head and all. Yeah, I would do the same. I'd marry Amber, kill Kim. It made me fuck China, but I don't know if I fuck her. I probably just, I ain't even gonna say it.
We just go on it. I pay for movies and a dinner.
Right.
I'll babysit.
Give me a lap dance like we at the strip club.
There you go. And then in return, I'll babysit Dream for a night. You and Rob go out in the town.
Right.
You know,
something together.
Like that. She played his ass. Ooh, I got right. into it.
And then got back together.
Did they get back together?
Yes, Hunty. They got back together.
Oh, maybe
they you know, Kim.
Maybe she ran out of money or something. I'm pretty sure that. Which I don't watch that show, so
I remember he had I followed the Shade Room. So he posted something on Instagram saying, like, you know, couples go through things and da da da, but at the end of the day, we love each other type stuff. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess they got back together. Okay. Now something didn't change. Maybe I'm just behind. But last time I checked, they did get back together. So.
Okay. So, first love, high school sweetheart, children's father.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? This is hard for me because now I think about it. My first love and high school sweetheart probably are kind of the same because we dated in college, too. And that's when I was like, okay, I think I love you, blah, blah, blah. So it's hard. But, I mean, shit. Well, actually, I was... I'll take that back. Because I did have a different boyfriend in high school in between them. Broke up with the one that we got back in college. So I would say I would definitely kill my first love because he's a bitch. And I would marry my high school sweetheart because we had... We vibed really well. We just didn't have the best sexual chemistry. Mm-hmm. So I'd probably marry him. And I guess I'd fuck my baby daddy since I already fucked him shit. You know?
Right. Let me see. My first love, I would kill him. My high school sweetheart and my children's father is the same person. So I don't know if I would marry him, but I would have relations with him.
Of course you would.
If he showed me that he could be responsible and do what he needs to do for our family, I would. Because of course, who doesn't want their family together?
Right.
And he is not that trash. Like, I think he has the potential to be a good father and a good husband. He's not the worst. There are worse men out there. Mm-hmm. But I'll marry him if he got his stuff together. But I'll definitely kill my first love. No question.
Well, since my first love in my high school, because like, even though we weren't together in high school, we met like my freshman year high school and basically dealt with each other while I was in high school. And was my first love. So they're kind of the same person. So yeah, I don't know if I guess in this case I could say my first crush. I don't know. Well, okay. Either way, I could not marry my first love nor my first. He's basically saying I could not marry him at all. So I either have to fuck him or kill him, whatever suited me at the best at the moment. My baby daddy, I don't want to say I kill my baby daddy because that sounds so horrible. Because it sounds like I hate him, but I can't fuck or marry him because they are in a relationship there with himself. So I guess I'd have to kill my baby daddy. And I guess somehow between the high school sweetheart and first love, maybe fuck him one time. And then if he really truly had his shit together, like truly, truly, and had matured and changed everything, and he was really for real, okay, I'd marry him. But
I feel you.
Yeah, but that would take a lot.
Right, you're gonna have to be a
whole lot
on what you're supposed to be on. Type shit.
And I'm just saying, oh, I'm gonna do it like you did it. No, you need to have it already done. Like, I need to see that this was checked off, this was checked off, this was checked off, and that you're truly ready to commit to being with me and us together.
Right.
Like, that's what it would have to be. Like, yeah. So yeah.
So Idris Elba, Michael Ealy, and who's fine as fuck?
Ooh, Idris, Michael. And, hold on, we got a chocolate. We got a light skin. We need a caramel.
How about what's that one dude's name?
I was thinking Michael B. Jordan.
That's what I was exactly.
Okay, hold on, I gotta think about this one y'all. Let's see. Idris, Michael, Ealy, and then Michael B. Jordan. So, dang, I'm really torn. Because I loved Michael B. Jordan in Creed. He was so fine in Creed. Like, oh my gosh. But then I also love Michael Ealy. But then again, Michael Ealy be playing a crazy ass man really well. And I'd be afraid he would snap on me in real life because him and The Perfect Guy and For Color Girls was doing too much. So I'd have to kill Michael Ealy.
I haven't seen The Perfect Guy, but I did
see. Oh, he was crazy as hell in The Perfect Guy. A nut. Past nut. He was nuts. Just all around nuts. I have to kill Michael Ealy.
Damn.
And then I would fuck Michael B. Jordan. And then I would marry Idris because, you know, he a little older. He got that accent. And he nice and chocolate. And little like salt and pepper, debonair style going for him. And he got a little more, a little extra money. You know, I need me something that's going to be established.
Okay. Thinking.
Right. What about you? Idris Elba, Michael Ealy, or Michael B. Jordan?
I'm going to have sex.
Have sex.
Idris Elba. Did y'all see that picture of him with the quote unquote microphone in his pocket?
Oh, in his pocket.
I've seen him in underwear with the print. Let me just go to Google so
check
I can
check the mic. Check.
Okay,
one,
so
two,
I'm gonna
one,
have
two.
Sex with Idris.
I am going to kill Michael. He plays the crazy role a little bit too well. And I think I'm going to marry Michael B. Jordan just because I like the character that he played in, what was the movie where he got shot? At the bus station.
Fruitvale Station.
Yeah, I would marry him. I think he's a solid guy.
Broke my heart.
Plus, you know, Idris had K. Michelle going crazy, so you know the D's good.
Yeah, so I can't marry him.
He's Am I saying that wrong? It's Idris?
I think it was Idris.
I've
heard Idris.
But. I'll call him whatever he wants me to. It really don't matter.
Hey, Zeddy. He can be Zeddy if he wants to. Or so, Papa.
I would definitely marry Mr. Elba and become Mrs. Elba. Lauren Elba. Kind of has a ring to it.
Janika Jordan.
And I would probably kill Michael Ealy. Because, like, y'all, I haven't seen... The perfect man or whatever.
Perfect guy. The perfect guy. Laughing. Yes, honey. It was good, though. It was really good.
I have not seen that. But Michael Ealy, first of all, I'm not really big on light-skinned guys. And then number two, if he plays crazy really well, I probably couldn't get past the scene of him dropping them kids out the window. So it's just like, and I got
kids. We don't need him turning on Hunter. We don't need that.
Right, and I got a kid, so it's just like, I don't know about this, buddy. And who, Michael B. Jordan? I definitely fuck Michael B. Jordan because he's cute and he has those nice lips, the way he be looking in pictures and stuff. Damn, that is a whole microphone in his pocket.
Didn't you show me the picture?
That ain't no microphone in his pocket. I mean, it could be.
Dang, I ain't got my glasses on. But he got it kind of low. I need to magnify.
Whose pocket is that low? But then again, who walks around on
with
that?
With a microphone in their pocket. Nobody.
This man is walking with a monster. What is that?
Who's walking around on hard like that? I have to say, y'all can't see the picture.
He must have just left from giving the dick. Because look at this next picture. This next picture, he got his hand on his head like, damn, that shit was good. Like, okay, get yourself together. Like,
oh, my God.
He must have just left from putting it down. I don't know. Maybe it's okay, Michelle. Oh, my God.
Kay Michelle don't know what to do with it. She ain't shit. I love her music, but she don't know what to do with all that. I know what to do with it.
She can't keep a man.
Okay. She wrote a whole album about Idris.
She really did.
She literally wrote a whole album.
And that's why I can't marry him.
Because that means he had her effed up.
That means he probably was like, you always running around naked. I just want to come throw some dick up on you one time. And then he left and she probably was catching feelings. I don't want to choose sides, but that's my baby, so I'm going to have to choose his side. But, okay, we'll do one or two more. How about Beyonce, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj?
Got to marry Beyonce.
She got the long money coin.
You'd be a fool not to marry Beyonce.
Exactly. You will never go hungry again in your life.
I'm going to kill Nicki. I'm not a Nicki fan. And, I'm a fool around with Riri.
Yeah, I think
we're gonna go to the strip club together.
Yeah, I would marry B. Because you know what? I feel like I know Riri could turn up, but I feel like Nicki could turn up too. But at the same
it's a
different type of turn. So I feel like Riri, me and her could twerk all day. Because you know, she's from Barbados. She could teach me some things.
Yeah.
We have a good time. So yeah, I'd have to kill Nicki, keep Riri for the fuck shit, and then marry B so I can be set for life.
And Lauren, how about you?
Lauren cleaning up, y'all. She's trying to be superwoman right now.
Of course I'm married Beyonce because that's my number one like artist, celebrity, whoever that I love is Beyonce. So of course I would marry her. I would probably. Ooh, this is hard. Even though I like Nicki Minaj's artistry over Rihanna's. I'm more of a Nicki fan than a Rihanna fan. I know, right? But I like rap. So there's not a lot of females rapping. So I gotta take what I can get. But I would probably kill Nicki Minaj and fuck Rihanna, just because I feel like Rihanna's body is more natural. And if I'm gonna be with a woman, I like big butts and big boobs. But I also like naturalness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like I'll probably marry Beyonce, fuck Rihanna, and Nicki, I'm sorry, be bad, but if that booty gonna be hard and the titties bad. Gonna be hard. Right. I don't want no hard titties
and
ass.
Real bad.
I want it to be soft even if it is small. So yeah, sorry. Who did y'all say y'all was gonna do just real quick? I'm sorry.
Oh, we both agreed.
Same
we gone.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. We what? Marry Beyonce
and Nicki and
so we had the same.
Yeah.
So I guess one more. Let's do the groups. Migos, Ray Sermon, and Outkast. Marry, fuck, kill. I guess you're gonna have two husbands, which is okay with me. Shit. I ain't gotta pay a single bill.
Drop the wine.
Okay.
I'm a Mary outcast because money reasons.
Right.
I'm going to well, you know what?
I know it's hard to who kill to kill or fuck.
Yeah, because
I damn near could have them both dead, really.
Okay. Ray Shrimp and Migos, I think I would kill. Y'all gonna hate me for this. I think I'll kill the Migos.
No! Why are you gonna kill the Migos?
And I don't really know what my reasoning is.
Because there's three versus two, and I'd rather have two dicks than three.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. I like Ray. Ray. What is it?
Ray Sherman. Sherman.
Shrimp life.
Shrimp life.
I ain't got no time.
Yeah, that's for me. I'm gonna have relations with Ray. Did y'all know that was eardrum was spelled backwards?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Oh. No wonder it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
I see. I have to kill Ray Shrumman. You know, they cool, but they not really that cute. They not keeping me entertained. You know what? I'm torn because I love the Migos. I love the music. I mean, I haven't listened to every single song, every single album, but everything Migos puts out, I'm never like, I don't like it. So, and they just seem like they would be fun to turn up with. I watched them on Wildin' Out. They came on out one time, and
I bet that was good.
They did the, you know, when they do the R&B or hip hop remix, and it was supposed to be for fun, but they literally made it like it sounded like it could have been a Migos song for real, for real. So I'm like, dang, I would have to fuck the Migos. That sounds bad fucking for guys, but maybe I could.
That's what I was thinking. Damn, I like y'all, but it's three of y'all.
Maybe I could just do Quavo one time, maybe one at a time. I can't do all three at the same time, but we have to rotate somehow, some way. That's not even worth. Okay, never mind. Going on, and then I got married Outkast because one, they got the long money. Outkast been in here since Rosa Parks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence, you know what? Outkast is your stepdad. You wouldn't go without anything. You'd be good to go. And cause you know I like big boy swagger, and I also like how Andre 3000 dresses. They're like, they're just perfect. They're just I love Outkast.
I love Outkast. So that makes it really hard for me because it's like I love Outkast and I love their music and all that, and I just feel like I can vibe with them spiritually and emotionally. But
you
on the flip side,
the
right? Mm-hmm. And I keep thinking, even the sun goes down, equipment. I just want to sing that, but I'm like, we've already sang enough songs. But at the same time, I feel like Migos would feed like my fun spirit, and I'm a very goofy person, and I like to have fun. I like to joke, you know what I mean? Just kind of like talk a little bit of shit. So I'm like, if I was with Migos, we'd be in there clowning, like, you know, going back and forth, telling jokes. So it's hard. But I probably marry Outkast because when the party's over, who's still gonna be there?
Mm-hmm.
The person you connected with emotionally and spiritually. Yep,
true.
And then I'll fuck Migos and have a little side thing till I'm ready to get right with the Lord in my life. And, you know what I mean? Let that go. And then I have to kill Ray Sherman, which I like them because I love the movement of all these young rappers coming out and being free and doing their little young guy thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I gotta kill them off. Sorry, it's more where you came from. So, yep, sorry and not sorry. But that was our little game session. I don't know, that was fun.
I like that game.
That's I wish I had three options in my real life.
Right?
So that I could just be like, alright, I'll marry you.
You know what? When I was in Miami, my DMs was popping and I was just like, I just want them to leave me alone.
Really? So there were some viable options in the DMs?
It probably was. But sometimes I feel like when the DMs pop too much, it's like overwhelming. Yeah, it's just like, okay.
And then you start talking to them and I'd be like, I'm tired of talking to you.
Right. Yeah, that's almost like when you first join a dating site. When you first get on there and then your messages are popping, it's just like, I can't even weed and see through all these.
So were your DMs a combination of dudes that were just friends and all of a sudden was trying to holler? Were they people you had messed with before and trying to come back, or people you never knew was interested and now they shooting they shot?
It was a little bit of everything. There were new guys. Older guys came more to my text messages and was like, you acting brand new. So
I ain't brand new.
I'm on vacation. My phone is dying. I'm on the beach for 8 hours. Like, what am I going to do? Plug my charger up in the sand? And you're not my man.
She said, plug my charger up in the sand, right? So, I came out here single.
Exactly.
But I did get a couple of numbers when I was there. But when I go out of town, I never really talk to guys that I met at the club because I don't like long distance relationships. So I just feel like, what's the point? I'm probably never going to see you again. Now, some of my friends, they will keep in touch with them and maybe visit them down the line, but I don't know, that's just not me. I don't like the long distance thing. If I feel like I'm not gonna see you in a minute, I don't want to really talk to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, this, I don't travel a lot, but the times that I have traveled and met guys, I can't say that I did keep in touch, but I would, just because, or I would at least exchange numbers, just because, you know, he might be able to introduce you to something while you're there, like, oh, you know, I'm at this club, come,
yeah, that was,
you know, saying type thing. Or, you know, I've also had a situation, and I didn't go through with this, but I met a guy at a club. I was just telling Janika, this came about this earlier, where I was in El Paso turning up. There's a military base there, and this guy's like, oh yeah, you know, I live in New Jersey, I know you don't live here, but I'm not opposed to flying to where you are, blah blah blah. So I feel like you never know what can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? You never know what can happen. It's over here. Hold on real quick.